Okay, so let's raffle off.
Hey, I got a question. Can I get a question? Question for you guys, Nyan. I just stumbled upon it, this Alex Jones thing. It was like through something I saw, some article on Drudge, and basically went to the Alex Jones, and to see he's got a whole line of stuff that looks like it's almost pseudo-mimicking what Carolyn's doing. It's all fucked up and mutated, and he sells coffee as health food and shit like that. But Patriot coffee.
He's trying to sell meth enemas.
Meth enemas?
Your teeth don't fall out.
So what he's trying to make some money, cashing in on a resume.
Well, it's DNA, Dave. Dave, it's DNA. He's not.
Well, exactly. Well, he can't call it RNA, right?
Yes, he could. There's people out there with RNA products.
That's how long has he been doing this?
I don't know, but it shows he doesn't know about us because he called it DNA.
Right. And you didn't investigate
it
any further?
Behind.
Just looked at his ad.
Alex Jones, are you nuts?
We have standards around here.
That's right. We get our information from Glenn Beck. Yeah, boy.
Health tips.
Glenn Breck.
Beck. Get the quote.
I do. So, yeah, I had to correct me. I sucked him in there, Dave.
You talk crazy, Bobby. You need to stop. You're not taking enough methamphetamines, or you're getting too much. We don't know which. You got to balance.
Well, how are you doing, Sarah? Are you still with us, Sarah? We rode this
one
out. Are you still with us? Yeah. You like it?
I'm here.
You like it?
Yeah.
Threesome. We got a nice threesome going here. Dave, Bob, Sarah,
Jane
and I on.
Hepburn.
And it's only three.
The first.
One of us is left out. One of us just got the shoulder.
Hey, speaking of heifers or whatever, are all those sort of old stone structures, or they call them cattle crawls. Are they just like medieval people had a lot of cow farms back in the day? Is that what all that stuff is?
No. That came from an inherited title of Earl of Bothwell.
That's some banker?
Earl of Bothwell.
Nobody, Dave. Nobody.
Was married.
Oh, Bothwell. B-O-T-H. B-O-T-H, not B-O-S.
Yeah. Boss is what Boss is, a brown cow.
Yeah, Boswell's Johnson.
He was the third husband of Mary Queen of Scots.
Ooh.
Earl of Bothwell?
The first Duke of Orkney.
You actually called yourself the Duke of Orkney? No wonder I sort of was lost. I was a drifter for about 3,000 years, me and Opinel. We just drifted through the sea like people with stupid names. Hi, I'm the Duke of Orkney. I'm right-wing. Right wing for the New York Bathgates. No, that's New York Rangers. Bathgate was center, number 9. Correcting. I've been correcting people for 3,000 years in their small talk. I specialize in small talk. When they're doing jock talk, I correct their grammar.
You and Garrison Keillor.
Who I don't know anything more about. That guy, he had a flash 40 years ago in the 70s, and I guess he's still going. But Sarah probably knows about him. Sarah probably listens to him.
You know, the Prairie Home Companion.
I like to quote him or say his name a lot. I just remember Zappa.
He's from Minnesota.
I know Garrison Keillor. Zappa put him down. Of course, I just followed Frank's orders and never listened to the guy. I never even heard him, ever, but I didn't pursue it because Frank said, don't go near there, Bob. Not good. He also told me stay away from Linda Eastman. Avoid her, Bob. McLuhan told me to stay away from William Burroughs. They're all protecting me.
And Edward R. Murrow, and he killed him, so what you going to do?
Neufeld told me to stay away from Chris Toomey and Dave Bernard. That saved me for a few
Not Chris
years,
Toomey.
Right?
Not
I know,
Chris
just
Toomey.
Checking you, Dave. Just checking you out. You're still looking at Dave.
So Peter, and don't forget, Garrett told you what to do to Peter Beater, too.
Hey, Ion, did Mrs. Beater or Lily transition?
Sort of. Not exactly. She took a lover in Brunswick, so she's hanging around to see how it goes.
Oh. Where's Brunswick?
She's in Amber.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Notice the inflection there, Sarah?
No,
Ion.
That's not an amber, because that didn't hold you. That's just your grave, the amber. So if that's what you're going to do it, okay.
Well, let's bring Alyssa in. Okay, Alyssa.
It's Nate.
Go ahead, Nate.
Hey, so switching gears here a little bit, it's actually inflection is a pretty good segue. I wanted to ask Ion, what's the deal with the question mark? The inflection of a question. How, is that not creating something with your words, just when you say it a certain way?
It just means you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Why would you ask if you're a god you know? So you're trying to point out that someone's so stupid they don't even know what the hell they're talking about. The same thing happened to Robert the Bruce. Same damn thing. And that's why he is the Gaelic side. It all messed up.
You said the other day that the vocal cords and the interplay between the vocal cords is what is really creating. And it made me think, well, the mouth has a pretty big role in shaping words and getting the syllables and consonants.
Elocution.
The elocution.
Elocution, yes. And see, that's between the thymus and the thalamus, from the chest to the back of your brain. It's in the middle of it.
Aha. Is this like a trinity of sorts, that the tactility between these things is what's creating?
Well, it's like the thalamus.
I think I don't know enough about the thalamus. So another question I had was, if I put a file on the internet, an audio file, do you just know what's on that?
Yes.
I did put a thing on the internet that was an audio file, and it was an hour and 40 minutes long. So your interaction with the internet and files and what we put out there, is it instantaneous? So you essentially have heard without hearing that hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah, it's all stored in the dorsal horns. You get it too, because otherwise, if you didn't know it, how would you recognize it when you heard it again? It'd be like, Bob, it's fresh and new every single time. 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 It's fresh and new every single time. And in there, if it's not stored, if you don't know it all, if you don't get the whole download, how would you know it when you come back to it? You wouldn't. So you do the same thing that we are saying we do, that you already do, and you know. That's how you can just find things, or you fall into things, or you run up on things, and you find the perfect one. Oh, yes, you're the perfect one. Well, how do you know if you're the perfect one unless you slept with everybody on the planet? Because you kind of already know. It's stored in the gray matter. The gray matter in three pairs of horns.
It's almost like recognizing something more than discovering something.
An accumulation of cell bodies.
Jim.
Just left the conference.
Bye, conference-y. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye, Jim. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Does everyone get those goodbyes? How come I've only heard the one in the whole show? Tim's the only person that left? Everyone else has been here the whole time?
No, there's a screw-up in the system.
Oh, we love screwing. The screwing is even better. You know you like screwing unless you screwed before. So if you screwed the first time and you like it, you go, that was interesting. That felt pretty good. Yeah, let's try it again. Okay. Then you get used to it, and it's kind of boring. So then you want some strange. Okay, we'll whisper with you, too.
Strange. Look at some strange.
Yeah, and then you come back and you go, well, this is exciting. Then it's a whole new, the libido starts driving. It's like, oh, this is exciting. It's the same as I always know, but it's exciting. So let's see. And then all of a sudden you make somebody scream and they curl their toes and they say, I hate you. And you say, I love you. And you say, I love you. They say, I hate you. And you say, you will in time, love. You will in time. And then you go down the road and turn on some more and motor neutrons from the Mad Mabel Motorhead Mabel. Yeah, Motown. Yeah.
Hey, Nate, I want to tell you something. I had to blip out, but I heard Ion mention Robert Bruce. Robert Bruce was
Robert the Bruce,
you know, 1300 up there in Scotland, and he was an agent of the Venetian Genoese oligarchy, and they attacked the Knights Templars. There's this whole history around Robert Bruce that LaRouche writes about. I was reading about that earlier this week, so I wondered if that's why Ian mentioned. But why were you talking about an inflection, and why did Robert Bruce come up? I missed that part.
Yeah, I'd have to draw the line back.
You don't.
Ion, will you do that, please?
Oh, he didn't have to do it. We can hear the recording. So what was that topic? I've got written down inflection.
You think for 2.3 seconds we're talking to you just so we can repeat it again? Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm not going to repeat it,
somebody. The very idea.
No
we don't
way.
Do parlor tricks. No handwriting. You need to go get
Nate,
the widow.
What was your topic?
You need to go get that.
What was
you
your
need
topic?
To get Esther Hicks. Maybe Esther Hicks will do it for you. She can do that.
So the Willows or Esther Hicks for parlor tricks. But what is your topic there about inflection and Robert Bruce? What did that lead into? Sounded good.
We skipped around a bit, so it's hard to jump on the lily pads back.
Who's it called?
So what he's saying is he's having an interview. You don't have a clue. He's been talking, asking, listening, learning something, getting something. Palmer, what have we learned, Palmer? What have we learned, Palmer?
We're in the process of it right now. Standing by.
Do not bruise. Do not bruise.
That's fine by me. I'm just,
there you go.
I'm just
that's
waiting.
That's fine by me as he gets raked over the gauntlet.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
Put your head back on.
I'm just feeling around.
Put your head back on, Nate.
A lot of interesting things. Oh, my head's on. But, yeah, well, I'll be able to go and listen to all this stuff and make heads and tails of it
and
if
laugh.
I want to.
You have another question, Nate?
Hang on. The T-shirt says, I've been abused by non-physical.
What T-shirt?
Oh, you're inking them up right now?
Yeah, my T-shirt. Yeah.
Don't worry, it's already been copywritten. Don't worry, it's already copywritten. Yeah. It's a stout glove with a long, loose wrist.
What's your next question, Nate?
When God takes a dump on your head, craft it into a hat that says, when God takes a dump on your head, craft it into a hat that says, when God takes a dump on your head, craft it into a hat that says, like that.
Sure. Well, what if
Well, wouldn't that be novel? Let's try that. That's okay. We're with you.
Let's talk about no mind. No mind is this phrase that we've come to, you know, just call essentially not thinking. But is that some?
No, it's no shin. It's no shin.
A notion? Is that what you're saying?
No shin. Mind without mind. No shin. Mushin, no shin. Mind without mind.
It sounds like a Chinese word.
This is your topic. No mind is mushin, no shin, which is Zen, mind without mind. No mindness. Mind not fixed or occupied by thought or emotion. Open to everything. Are we speaking
open
to ourselves? Where's this amazing? But you brought up no mind, right?
Yep. I'm tracking.
Okay, good. Hey, good. Okay. Well, use renew and those track marks will go right away.
Yeah, right. What do I need to follow back?
We'll do it one more time. Use renew and those track marks will go right away.
Luckily, I don't have any track marks to deal with.
Oh, so you're not tracking then. Okay, we're good with that.
Oh, you know there's multiple layers to those words.
We have a systemic case of synesthesia.
I like it. It's fun.
Okay.
So, no mind.
Now let Bob pick that apart a bit and you'll blow your brains out. You won't know what you like, didn't like, wanted to like, or thought you liked. You won't know if you had one, wanted one, got one, or did away with one, or ate one, and it made your belly sour. You won't have a clue. It's all good. Mushin.
Okay, well, it kind of seems a little futile to talk about no mind now that I bring it up.
No mind is what it's about. We like no mind. It's not a thinking man's game. There's nothing wrong with it. It just comes into the point of it's what Eckhart Tolle is trying to tell you not to do. He's trying to get you into your id, your ego, your visceral state of questioning. And if you can go with it, then you, like you say, you're open to everything. Everything can go. It's okay. How to stop thinking. Now, if you're going to do that, that's a very different conversation because now you're not trying to stop thought by emptying your thoughts. You're trying to replace your thoughts with every thought that can be without having any question. There's no degrees of separation regarding no mind. So then it just naturally can flow. Do you think Bob actually woke up one day and says, I think I'd like to go have some leopard's ice cream, you know? I just think that's what I will have to do today. His whole life, he'd lived a whole long time and didn't even know what it was, and now he couldn't imagine living a day without it. So it's an ebb and flow process that he allows within and without his experience, you see. And so that's the balance that you're talking about. And there are no limitations. Now, they have some limitations because that's Bob, because he prescribes them to himself. Oh, you can't do this. Oh, you got to do this. Oh, you got to do it like this. Oh, can we do this? And it basically comes back to Carolyn, do we do this? And she'll say, no, Bob, we don't do this. Or yes, Bob, we do do this. Now, in this, it keeps him within the traces or the blinders, so he doesn't get off somewhere and wonder why he's eating ice cream and doesn't know why. Why he's eating ice cream and he doesn't know why. That's a gauge.
Hmm. So are you essentially a no mind?
We don't think. I don't mind means you don't even worry about it because I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I can roll with that.
That's easier?
Yeah, it's as easy as anything else, I suppose, but yeah, it makes sense.
No, don't say it like that because then you're just messed up.
How about I don't mind? Better?
Yeah, I don't mind.
That's
that.
Good. Good. Yeah, and pay no mind courts.
To the courts and the courts.
Yeah. So I want to go back to Dave's thing, the South African whatever those things are, those structures. They obviously had a lot to do with sound and resonance. And can you tell us, will you tell
frequency,
us more?
Frequency.
Frequency. So were they a sort of like a frequency coupler or an amplifier of sorts?
No. Frequency never has to be amplified. The amplitude has to be amplified from 1 pi to infinity. But the amplitude is the repetition of that same chord or struck reverberation that stands. It's having you get in proximity to receive it. You have to make a better ear, not a stronger frequency.
What are the ears? Are they the cones? He says it's very common to find these, like, ice cream cone-shaped sort of pieces of rock that someone's, like, shaped them that way. And also a lot of donut-shaped stuff, like the sort of on a transformer, but just made of stone. And same thing, they're all buried in the ground. What are they for? They speculate just in the basic historical record. You said in South Africa they're taught in schools that those were, they put them on shovels to add weight because there'd be better digging tools. But he's saying it's not that at all.
Resounding ears.
Those objects serve as resounding ears?
Yes.
That's cool.
So tell me if this is on point. So there's a frequency happening, and these ice cream cone things are the ears, because the resonance is resonating with something else, and the ears are sort of between the resonator and the thing that is also resonating along with, and it's the...
The ears direct it, like it would to the brain, the sound to a brain, but in this case maybe...
No, they convert it. They convert it with the drum. The ear drum converts it.
And in these cones, how do they figure into this sound source that's emanating?
Well, that comes from basic trigonometry. You have to have a cone point to get your circumference of your pi r square to make your sine cosine version work. Like you take a hula hoop and you get a magic marker and you tape it to it and you spin it around the wall, you create a wave. A wavelength, and they were a sound wave. And the pitch and the amplitude repeat, and how tight or loose it is how tight or loose the frequency of the wavelength is, which is how you use from a algorithmic position to gauge position, and or from your sonar
capacitation of what you say distance. It's not the way you do it, but it's closer than getting a stopwatch, because that gets to be silly. We can screw that up really quick. Do you think you just made up running a four-minute mile? It's kind of silly, isn't it? So don't let us babble on, because Bob said 18 words ago, that's too many words.
What was the purpose of doing this, say, 500 years ago or 50,000 years ago or whatever these objects are from?
We have no idea.
Just left the conference.
Bye. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Because you're right, 500 years ago. There is no 500 years ago. There's only now. You're running things back into your history now that you can find out, so you'll have something to talk about tomorrow. Craziest thing ever. You've had these things all along, and you come back, and then he says, you can't believe what they did at Auschwitz. They did that at Auschwitz. Can you believe it? We're still talking about that. Shit ain't even happened yet. It's going to happen. You got survivors.
Today,
when the last survivor dies, then you can have it. When the last survivor dies, then you can have it. Watch.
We can have what?
Auschwitz.
When you talk about this trigonometry, is that used in the castles?
It is.
Is that a
of
basic
course it is.
Freemasonic
it most certainly
stuff?
Is. It's Freemasonic. What in the hell is that? Next thing you're going to have Lyndon LaRouche running things up your bum again. Leave that alone.
Yeah.
Don't get William Irwin Thompson to explain that to you, Bob. He'll help you with that, we're sure. No, it's not pre any of that. It is, just is. Now, ask your question again so you don't get lost, because we're going to answer it and you won't.
I
like
never said
so.
Pre, I said free.
Oh, that's even worse.
Ears.
But that's even worse.
Wearing
that's even nubule. Worse. That's even
nubule.
Nubule. We have a nubule. We got some nubules going up. Yes, I nubules at least.
I raised you 10,000. I raised you 10,000, Dave. And
oh,
both
well,
you.
Put you lay that big nubula out there and let's see it. Let's see that nubula. We get it going on. It's good.
And the dwarf nubula.
The dwarf nebula.
The red dwarf nebula.
Yeah. Wrecked them hell. It'd like to kill every one of them. Say your words again, Bob. Say your words, because you'll get lost and then you won't know where we're going. And then 20 minutes from now, you're going to ask somebody, what in the hell are we talking about? So,
here's the thing that I got a little, this being like, you know, just here in the physical. The
just
little
like,
thing,
you know, like the great white north, you know, man, like, you know.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I'm feeling it right now.
Like, man, that's like really cool. That's cool, like, man. I like that. Really
meat and yogurt,
cool.
Smoking a joint,
cool.
It's really good.
Cool. Yeah.
The man, so what's this thing with timing? You know, what it is?
Let's roll a fan.
It's just
roll
it, baby. This is the music kind of grows, baby. Taking it to the street.
It's great. Yeah, like, bang it, man. We bang it. Bang it. Yeah,
that's
my Beats
headphones.
Schoolhouse.
Yeah, with my buddies. Get high and listen to Jethro Tull Aqualung.
We'll negotiate. You hold her, not thicker. It's good.
Yeah. So about this timing thing with the whole...
There's not any. That's the point. There's not any. That's it. Roll a blunt. You'll be all right.
You can feel that there isn't any time zone more so.
Bob, what were you getting at? Let's go back to what you were going to say. So that
he has no idea.
I have an idea, but I was going to bring in Roxy. Are you there, Roxy?
Yes.
Do you know about the formula, the basic triangulation formula that architects use making buildings that we used to talk about? The 4X formula or triangulation. Do you know about that? Has that come up in your studies of the castles?
Not yet, but in this last castle I was talking about, La Bastille Dauphine.
Yeah?
There is a Sphinx at the entrance, and Ion said Moses did all these castles, and he sort of left these clues, and there is also... description. Es singen ave domi. So I suppose if he left that there, I mean, he's saying something there.
Okay, ask Ian a question about that. Make a question out of that.
What did Moses grow under the Sphinx in this castle? An Egyptian.
Well, you got to go a different way. You're going to get there.
Because he left all these clues in the castles. Who are these clues for? Who's to read them?
You are. They're for you to read.
What would be the meaning of the Sphinx?
Well, you got to record your measurement of your two angles. One is 90 degrees, and your line of position, it should be 1 meter. If possible, measure the distance to the object. You can then compare this distance to the distance obtained by triangulation. On a piece of paper, draw a scale model of your measurements. That's what you know about it.
Another thing I see in different castles, for example, in the gardens, is the thing that is used for the coat of arms of Navarra and, like, the flag of England. Is this cross of St. Andrew and the cross together, they form these triangles. And they use it a lot.
It's San Angelo. It's St. Angelo.
Is that somehow like the type of triangulating? Is it used to orientation, or what is that symbol for? That is everywhere.
Dimension.
What is the symbol that you're talking about?
They said it. It's the cross and the other cross of St. Andrew. It's like the flag of England.
San Angelo.
Who is St. Angelo?
It's a place.
What is the division in France? There is the Basque, the Kingdom of Navarra, and the French Kingdom.
Yes.
I was wondering if languages have to do with some type of blood, or why do they have...
Well, Carmelite. It's the Carmelite order in Italian. It's the Carmelite order in Italy.
How do you spell that one?
Oh, we can do that. You want it in Italian or in English?
I'll do it. Carmelite. Carmelite. Carmelite order.
Yeah, but it's Saint S-A-N-T with an Eclave accent, and then A-N-G-E-L-O.
What did they know about Moses? How do they relate to this?
Castile, Saint Angelo. Gonna get you up to Hadrian's Wall, Bob.
Right, now, you just said Castile. Is that a person?
No, that means...
That's a
castle.
Place. Yeah, C-A-S-T-E-L. It's a place. It's up to Hadrian's
Wall. Yeah, the
Rose
of Castile. Rose of Castile is an important motif in Joyce's Ulysses. So I was just wondering...
The castle of the Holy Angel.
So Hadrian's Wall is in...
Hadrian's tomb. No. Hadrian's tomb, not wall. This is Hadrian's tomb.
Okay, let's look where that is.
Oh, Lord. Now, we just told him something. Hold on, y'all. Thank God we got this in the damn Wikipedia. He'll never find it. They will never believe us again. We're going to have to quit talking unless it's in the Wikipedia for sure.
What was that?
Thanks, Rossi. You gave us a chance. You gave us a chance. Over. Yes.
Oh, yeah, look, you say Hadrian's tomb, and then it comes Castle San Angelo, Rome, Italy.
See, we linked it up. Isn't
yeah.
that cool? We got it hooked up for Bob. We love it. Bob's got the new Lucky Box. Yeah. He'll do everything. He's everything. He got terabytes of wonderment. He can just tear it up.
Yes,
boy, he can
so
burn
cool.
it up. Yeah, the right bank of the Tiber. He knows everything. Yeah.
I do there, and there is also...
We know. It's very wonderful.
An arc in Rome, the Arc of
used to be the tallest building in Rome.
Roxy's going toe-to-toe with Ion there.
Hell yeah, honey. We tear it up. Let's go. Let's go. I can take it. Give it to me. Give it to me. Throw the ball.
It was built in 122 A.D. They say 123, but I'm pretty sure they mean 122.
Yeah, but they don't count the year that they're in. See, so it would
That's
be.
That's right. 124. No, it would be 124.
But all these cousins are like layers of, on layers of, there was something there before and something there before, and so in a way that's showing also that there is no time. It's like,
are we looking at white stone again? Did Dr. Dean just show me some white stone there at the Castle D'Angelo, Mr. Ion?
Pons alias.
I interrupted you there, Roxy. What were you saying?
They connect like different times.
Who does?
They're like a collage of buildings of different times.
Oh.
They were there. Sometimes they were enhanced, or sometimes they were rebuilt, or they were built on top.
Did you go over the Pons alias?
I'm not sure.
You should have. It's where the living water was. It's a clue.
What city is that?
The Tiber River.
You talking about Rome?
Rome.
It's in Rome, yes.
I used to spend a lot of time in the church that was built by Miguel Angelo, Santa Maria de Angeli, in the Plaza Republic.
The Bridge of Hadrian.
Do you remember that, Ian?
Ring my bell. Ring my bell. I think that was a Zappa song, wasn't it? A Zappa song?
Yep, yep. Bobby Darin and Zappa, they teamed up for a gig with
something about that.
And who is that angel? Is it St. Michael?
See, probably not. Maybe. Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna go to the angels.
Here you go. The angels with the columns, the angels with the whips, the angel with the crown of thorns, the angel with the sudarium, Veronica's veil, the angel with the garment and dice, the angel with the nails, the angels with the cross, the angels with the superscription, the angels with the sponge, the angel with the lance. There are 10 of them.
How are they distributed, like, in the castles? Like, I have the impression...
Oh, this is on the bridge. Tell me on the bridge. The Aurelian Bridge. A-E-L-I-A-N, Bridge of Hadrian.
Another thing I see a lot is the columns. Many of the columns are also like, I think they're called caryatides.
Oh, Sixto like, Clementine, Sixto Clementine. I'm ready for the whip. Psalms 37:18, Sixto Clementine, yep. Dante's the comedy, Inferno, yep. It's good.
Are they representing... Fallen man?
No, but they gave me vinegar to drink. Psalm 68:22. Whose government shall be upon his shoulder? Isaiah 9:6. Whose government shall be upon his shoulder? Isaiah 9:6. They shall look upon me whom they have pierced. Zechariah 12:10.
Are those
upon my vesture, they're her questions. She's going to ask. Upon my vesture, they cast lots. Psalms 22:18. There you go.
Now, what was the question, Roxy?
What about that, question? Though?
I would like to go to the castle, so I would like to know which one would you advise, because it's
No, you already did that. You made a list. No, No, you've made a list. You know, we're not. You're not going to use us to rearrange your list. You have a connection point. You run into the 33rd parallel, what you've already worked on now, and then that path, the pilgrimage, as it were, the Lamertage, the Hermitage, yes, the Lamertage, the hookup, the Grand Dorsale Ravine, the Grand Dorsale Ravine. Yeah, hook that up. Run it. All the way up to Hadrian's Wall. You got Hadrian's Tomb. You got the Lenoir Valley. You got Natchez, Mississippi. Pull them together, darling. You'll get somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You got it.
Did you mention the Hermitage, too?
Yeah, we did. It's right up there with Hadrian's Hole.
Well, let's bring in Chad.
Oh, bring us number one. We want us to number one. Come on, number one.
Yeah,
thank you,
Roxy.
Thank you, Super Sugar Dove. Look up them angels. Look all them angels up. Mark them angels. Look at them angels. They're going to tell you about the bridge. You're trying to get a bridge. You've got plenty enough walls, darling. You're looking for a bridge.
May I ask something else? There is also a
Malta.
In the Basque land that somehow appears.
Malta.
Hello.
Malta, the answer to the question.
Mm-hmm.
The island of Malta.
Yes.
Okay.
Petrosia. You got it.
You ever been to Malta, Roxy?
No, I wanted to go, but I haven't been there.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's see if Chad, the original Castle Boy, let's see if he has something to add to this.
Something
else.
Good. He might have
a
question.
Hey, Dad, I spoke to Angela. We spoke to Angela through the...
guess what? I've got the original Castle Girl on the phone.
There you go, the
Reunion.
Original Castle Girl.
Reunion!
Yay! I am Anna.
Hi.
Hey, darling, how you kicking? How you kicking? We hear you wonderful. We're going. Where's your Gaelic today? It's all soft.
Connors the Torty. I want to
go. Hoot man.
You're talking a lot about castles.
Matt's castle. It's been castle runs lately.
Mm-hmm.
Roxy's been looking into the castles of the Loire Valley quite a bit.
Wow.
And I noticed earlier there was a question. Bob, you were asking Roxy if she came across any information about those old castle builders, if they use the triangulation formula. And I wanted to just bring up that when Ion and I were doing the sessions about triangulation, they mentioned that some of the dynamics of the triangulation formula were used to plumb and square the stones that were used in the building of the pyramids and other ancient buildings to make sure that everything fit together without having to use mortar.
Yeah, I figured you might have something on that. That's why I thought you should come in. Well,
yeah.
Roxy, this is Angela. Angela's the one who invited Chad to a castle. She started it. Chad already had the castle in the park in Vancouver, but then they made it literal in Ireland someplace. So these are your antecedents.
It's about the Tachyonne Castle in Vancouver.
Go rob him, Matt. I got
it. Since I'm a child, I always had these fantasies of underground tunnels and secret rooms, and I'm always thinking, for example, here in my apartment, how I could build a secret room if I put in front of the door of my
Tyne.
Sleep room. Yes, like a library.
Angela, do you remember what Ion told you when we were in the castle about the shadow that was on the front lawn of the castle? Remember the shadows, Ange? Do you remember what Ion said about walking through the shadows?
It was a portal door.
The crossing. It's like the ninth gate.
Yeah, a crossing. Into a labyrinth of castles, is it? Castle room.
Ask Ion what that would have done if you would have walked through that shadow.
He knows.
I do know. Because the dreams did. There is in the castle of all the better castles.
Because the Puffalo Huffamubla, he knew blood stop, he kept our shown to the best age.
Angela, that sounds like Angela's dialect of speaking angel.
No. A little Gaelic for you. Kid in white.
How are the castles being used, for example, by Leonardo?
Well, he wasn't really into it. Saint Germain was hot, though, but Leonardo was just kind of like a has-been. He was trying to be, he was like some of the followers. He listens to Dr. Dean, and then he's like a wannabe. Then he comes back and acts like it was his idea all along, and nobody really cares because they're not giving him any attention anyway. That's Da Vinci bullshit, you know?
I owned the Tachyonic Castle that Todd found in Vancouver. Was that the castle that we lived in, or is that a different castle?
It's a different castle, but it's a representation of it, you see. There's always accoutrement, always a residual accoutrement that's left over.
So how is the world of the ascended people in Irondom? Is everyone doing good?
They're banging. They tear it up on weekends. Just one big rolling orgasm. They don't get over a nut till they get ready for a nut, and then they nutting some more. They say, what you doing? They say, nutting, honey. That's what they say.
And how's the parallel world traveling going? Any good stories?
Well, it's like Erin Go Bra.
That's Irish. It means lovely Ireland.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
I'm speaking Gaelic, Bob. He's not there.
Bob's eating his papaya. Oh. Angela, the interesting world traveling was Germaine's story. Chad can tell you about that, or you can check the archives. But Germaine was in Costa Rica.
Oh, yeah, on Tuesday.
And was in a church, and she just kind of crossed over. So that was interesting. Germaine's pretty...
It was in Cartago, in Costa Rica.
What do you mean crossed over?
She was with a bunch of people, and then all of a sudden she was in the same room and there was no people. And then she went around and looked and couldn't find anybody, and then she came back and the people were there. So she was shifting between pocket dimensions.
That's so great.
And she's the one who can call the archives without being on the Internet. She's the first to use the Ionic Cloud.
Ni si na big.
Is that Gaelic or angel, Angela?
I couldn't understand that.
Ni si na big.
Sounds like angel. I mean, you right, Carol?
Oh, it's Gaelic, silly. What the little ones do, the little ones do.
Anita. Iha, is it?
Iha. Ina.
Ina.
What the little one sees, the little one do.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, Ion, do you know about the Call of Great Britain? It was a parable of parallel world traveling.
It's actually not quite so parallel. It's more like pocket dimensions of it now. They've kind of graduated a little bit from the olden days.
Hey,
Angela, if you ask Ion, does he know about something? When you say the word, he knows it. The word evokes it for him.
Yeah.
Well, most days, sometimes not. Sometimes it's a crapshoot for us, too. Sometimes people ask us stuff that they don't even know. So when we tell them, they don't know if they knew that they knew it that they know, and then we gave them the formula. They go triangulate, and then they go find it, and they can't find 3 points. So they don't know what A is to B is to B is to C for an ABC formula. So then they can't know which pie was the corner from which it was to find the epicenter of where they were to know when it occurred. So in a point-to-point-to-point of triangulation, they really don't even have a clue. So they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what they're asking us, and they don't know what we said. And we call that the form of eternal communication.
Yeah, the ancient
that happened
one
to Chad.
Part of world traveling at the moment. It's all about the
oh, wait one second. Number one, did you drink the water?
Yes.
Was it?
the next day, when I did my walk up the 11 flights of stairs, I ran up the stairs. And didn't even lose any breath or anything like that. And then the next day, when I tried to do the same thing, I couldn't do it.
Hell no. Probably like about 6 floors up, you thought you were going to die, eh?
Yeah.
What was the water, Chad? Where was the water from?
Remember that little experiment that Kate was doing?
Absorbic
acid, and then they put it in and dissipated, and it went away, and they ate it all up. And then we put an ice cube in it, and it went back too cloudy. And then when we did the next time, it didn't do it. So it's like, wow. So it ate it. And then apparently when they drank it, it had the next day had a causal effect. Now, we don't tell everybody to do this shit, but number one's pretty insulated or isolated or eccentricated. What are you, number one?
Tangential.
Nice. I like that. Stay light. Stay light.
So, Ange, do you have any questions about the ancients,
yes,
for Ion?
Yes, they're having a grand assembly on planet Earth, and apparently they're meeting in Iondom.
Yay, we are very thrilled. We know. They're coming. They're coming for us, Bob. They're coming for us. Yeah.
So, Ion, have you anything to say about that?
Well, we're going to move Stonehenge.
Okay.
I don't know.
We
do.
Do you know about
the Grand Assembly?
The Grand Assembly is.
Well, we're trying to, Bob, but you keep talking.
You can't tell. You got a Southern cracker? Why is Southern cracker always dominating the conversation? There you go.
I know. It's awful. We're going to move it from Salisbury. We're going to move it 2 miles east of Salisbury.
That's where Glow is. The famous Glow.
Amesbury is on the west of it.
What's the name of the place that begins with T? Tottenham or something.
Titty Lockhart.
Tunbridge. 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 So, Angela, what is the Grand Assembly? What is that?
Wiltshire. It's in Wiltshire, Bob, but it's
Wiltshire, Wiltshire. Beg your pardon?
It was in the parallel world traveling. It was like parable of, like, dreams and visions. That was all about the ancient ones meeting and how they were coming.
They're hooking up for the cosmic, the real cosmic awareness. She's talking about the real cosmic awareness, Bob. They're just fixing to start. They're fixing to
the
convene. Bob, even you can get on the ground floor. You go, Vern's going to run it. He's the only one that don't like you very much, but he's going to chair. He's going to be the grand potentate, the empirical wizard, the grand dragon of the sidesteppers. The sidesteppers. He's going to run it. He's going to run it. It's going to be beautiful. You'll like it. It's coming on. Today is the spring solstice. They're kicking it, Bob. They're kicking it.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
You're not. You're involved in the conversation.
The Victory statue of Adrian in the Castle of Sant'Angelo is like the same sculpture, the same as on top of the Brandenburger Gate.
They're stacking, yes. Right.
I thought it was the Brandenburger Gate that is the...
No.
Emperor Adrian in the Castle of
Adrian built the bridge, and that's where the angels are. That's right. On the bridge.
Yes.
And in the Tiber, at that time, stop. And at the time, in the Tiber, living water flowed.
Wow.
That's what the angels are trying to tell you. But then it stopped. And when it stopped, everything did.
So are the ancients from the
water changing? Is it becoming like that again?
Before pharaohs were buried in tombs, no one died.
Well, I'm very impressed by this.
They just walked through portals.
Emperor Adrian, because it's exactly the same as in the Brandenburger Gate. And Victory has these wings like an angel.
The spans. You can count the spans. You can count the spans. There is, but the spans are what you're looking at.
Do the ancients frequent the castle worlds, or is that just one of the worlds that they...
They can. They do. It's theirs. They can do what they want to with it, and they certainly do. But, I mean, it's not like a prerequisite, but they have to. But they certainly do. Cross one of them, you'll find out what you already know about that business.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're approaching Iondum with curiosity or something.
Well, we would say not so much, but then we'd have to say probably. First, we'd say not so much because they know. And the second way, we'd go, well, yeah, but see, now there's no time, so it's like either it is or it ain't. Is you is or is you ain't my constituency.
Why is the statue the same as in the Brandenburg Gate?
Because they're different.
I would like to understand what is the link between the Brandenburg Gate and the Castle of Sant' Angelo. Is there a portal to go there directly? Why did they use the same sculpture? Just in the Brandenburg Gate is a Victory woman, and the Castle of Sant' Angelo is a man.
Ian, who are these ancients that Angela's talking about? Are they like Nephilim or some form of angel?
No, not really. You see, if you keep going, you're going to get all the way back to Susie the Floozy.
Susie the Floozy is a regular of the Church of Subgenius, Chad. She's got a radio show in Atlanta. JW is probably listening to Susie the Floozy on local radio.
The ancients, they were never born or they never die. They just are. And they travel across space and time through portals. And they
I don't know, but that, doesn't that just sound like eternal humans, too?
Well, that's why, apparently.
It is.
Ancient.
It is. That's the reason we were saying you'd have to ask Susie the Floozy to get a bias to say something different or a contrarian, because otherwise the best you got is Felix Automation.
So then, Angela, the ancients are here. That's the people that are taking their power and becoming, they're enjoying
right
their
kingdom.
They're waking up.
Hey, Chad, except for the people at Mount Weather. They didn't quite make it.
FEMA camp.
Like, the ancients will still be there. They'll just know how to parallel work.
The ancients. You know that we are the ancients that you're reverting back to the old
ancients. Not everybody has been to Cantaloupe Island, Bob.
Into what?
Cantaloupe Island.
Oh, fuck that. Listen to this, Chad. I gotta tell you how smart Ion is. The notice went out that JW went to jail. You know who was the loudest cheer? The person who cheered the loudest for weeks? It was Susie the Floozy down in Atlanta. She couldn't get over it. Here's Ion finally brings her up. I think she's gonna be smoked this week. She's probably gonna be smoked.
No. You gotta have an antiphonal so you can enjoy the choir.
Susie the Floozy's had a radio show in Atlanta for 25 years.
Okay. So, Ion, I got some questions about the cloud. Is the fractal antenna the only thing that's required to get access to the cloud?
Not anymore.
The fractal antenna is no longer required? Or are there more devices that you can use to access?
You got
to
have more. Now you got to have the code. Y'all locked it up, so you can't get in unless you get the code.
I've been having dreams for the last week where guides are teaching me how to move things with my mind.
You've always been doing
that. We did that. We
You've always been able to do it. That's old
Stop
school.
Treating us like it's 2011. This is 2016, Angela. We're different people. We're not at all what you remembered us to
be. Are you able to move things with your mind
it's
now,
better.
Bob? Your brain
it's better.
We don't have minds.
We don't even have a mind. Bob changed the nature of code. There's no code anymore. They're just patterns.
The code war
are
is over.
The 15th dimension, yeah. Be in the 15th dimension.
No. N-gon. We've gone past the octet. We're now in the N-gon. N for nine. Ninth gate.
Okay.
N-gon.
N-dimension.
N-dimension. You used to talk about that in 2010. Remember, Ange? Mm-hmm. N-dimensional?
I'm just trying to see if you caught up with me yet, because I'm here flying.
Uh-oh, there she goes, Chad. She started to compete again.
Uh-oh.
Angela, what is it about your balls, your Irish balls that you must display?
Next thing he's going to try to convince us about the fractal source code. Go ahead.
Just as a matter of bringing Angela up to speed with what's discussed here, a week ago, Sue called in, was talking to Bob, and said, well, you guys were talking about me and how I left my job and went and found the love of my life and lived in a castle. And then Bob said to Sue, well, we're in the post-love era now. Is that something you made up, Bob, or is that something Ion has brought up lately, post-love?
No, it's Ion. Ion did it.
Don't lay that shit on us. That's your crap, Bob. All is recorded. All is recorded. Bring it up. Bring it up. All is recorded.
So, I mean, like, if love is a force field, was a force field, or it still is a force field, and we're no longer in that force field, Ion?
Apparently.
Good question. Don't ask that much, Ed.
Well, I mean, whatever, so far, whatever Bob has uttered so far ends up becoming a creation, so it's something...
I know, it's sad. It's ridiculously sad, isn't it? The wonderful creation that he's chunked in the bucket is just astounding to us. He'll get it all pumped up right up to the edge, and then he'll change it the last second and say, well, Ion missed it again, and we're kind of like going, you little shit, you did that. You wanted Donald Trump to be president. We didn't care.
That's right. Me and Salvador Dali. We mean Dali, but doing that for years.
Yeah. But he's the one that decided it wouldn't be the best gag ever to put Donald Trump as the sitting president of the United States of America. We thought, hell, why not do that? This might be funny. Next thing you know, the rip starts rolling, and now Barry Goldwater is about to blow his damn brains out. He can't stand it. The very thing he wanted to do for all in overtime, and then they put communist actually on the ticket. Communist, right there on the ticket. People to choose the Communist Party. Are you kidding? Really?
Are you nuts?
Lord have mercy. Lady Bird Johnson, she ain't had a moment's rest since this all started.
Did you go back and plant those Donald Trump references into the Simpsons episodes from like 2000? Donald Trump for president.
We told you. We told you Matt Going was our friend. We told you. We told you. He listened. We told you. We have JJ with the newest, coolest, ever virtual reality you're ever, ever, never going to see. It is a bomb.
JJ Abrams. Angela, you're into virtual reality. Why don't you pursue that?
I'm doing project management for virtual reality.
Shit, that's what Angela does. She comes on, talks about what she's doing, and doesn't present anything to Ion.
I mean, like you
do.
Yeah, I talked about the Grand Assembly of Ancients.
You're a guest.
Apparently you're meeting in
Ion. You're a guest here.
And then I was asking, Bob, are you one of them?
One of who? The Grand Wizard?
I am.
One of
them. Uh-oh, here comes Roxy. Roxy's going to put it over
Grand
top.
Assembly.
No, really. I'm seeing some parallels with the Bridge of the Angels. There is a bridge with angels in Berlin that it's called the Bridge of the Castle. Mm-hmm. It was the bridge that connected to the castle that doesn't exist anymore. They want to rebuild it now. It was destroyed during the war, but there are also angels in that castle. And I'm very impressed with these similarities of the sculpture.
Well, ask Ian about it.
Oh, JJ's app is called Know Me. It's Know Me, so you can find it.
Roxy, ask Ion about the bridge there in Berlin.
Why is there this similarity in the construction of the bridge with the angels and the Adrian sculpture?
Because the culture can't see perspective. The culture cannot see perspective.
That's what you witnessed at the party, Roxy. Those people had no perspective. The art elite.
Yes. They are all aligned. The Column of Victory, the Brandenburger Gate, and this bridge that just to connect to the castle that doesn't exist anymore.
The Brandenburg Gate's not even finished yet. They're still building it.
That's a good crumb there, Ion. Big crumb.
I think he's trying to say it was crummy. He's trying to say it was crummy.
No.
The garden of the castle also had this crosses arrangement that I see everywhere.
So, Ian, what's with this pattern of the lining up of the gate and the bridge and the something else across Berlin? Who organized that and for what purpose?
Revolution. 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 Revolution.
What was the name of the guy, Roxy, the original school guy, Gobensis or something?
Comenius.
Yeah, are you talking about Comenius, Ion? Did he line that up?
No. No, Revolution, the series.
Oh, that's bad TV again. You're quoting bad TV.
Yeah.
Remember, that series failed.
But the words didn't.
Okay. Take you on that point. I'll take acquiescibility.
See, it's lined up, so now you can bump into it. Now you get to bump into it. So we can make a complete storyline that's totally and completely developed, however horribly, that you can then lay back and go, oh, so that's what it's about. Oh, so that's what it's about. Oh, so that's what it's about. Oh, so it affects the bone marrow. So that's how you're able to eat the radiation. It's in the bone marrow. Oh, well, hell's bells, why don't you just say that? And we kind of say, well, we did, but you didn't hear that part. So you get to sit through 3 to 4 to 5 stupid seasons of bullshit to figure it out, a la Gene the fucking cow. Yeah, your only friend. Your only friend, Walter. Your only friend, Gene the fucking cow that lives inside. Yeah, there you go. So you like it. You sometimes you feel like a nut, and there you go.
On the bridge, there's also a figure of an angel that the decoration sort of reminds me of an uterus. It also reminds me of the a little figure I see in the bottle of the RNA drops that you can think is like a devil or an angel.
A devil.
It's very similar.
Have you got a question for Ion?
Why are all these things in my environment?
So you can enjoy them.
I have to make a picture of that because it really reminds me of the thing I can see in the ball.
Those last few words, you can see in the mall or in the ball or...
The bottle.
On the bottle.
The bottle.
Yes.